Well, hello and welcome. This is well, this is new. It's new to me, anyway. This is the first Ball Boy podcast, which is, as I say, it's new and strange because because I hate the word podcast for a start. So it's like I keep trying to think of something better that we can use, but I guess sometimes you just have to give in to words and the fact that you don't get to invent them all. So, yeah, this is it. And the idea behind it is that every now and again I'll sit here and play some songs and tell you some stuff, and you can all have it for free. It's not a particularly professional environment. It's just me sitting in a room with a computer and a guitar and a microphone, and the traffic going by outside, which you'll hear, and, you know, from time to time, I'm sure, because I'm right in the middle of Edinburgh, there'll be alarms going off, and there'll be, yeah, you know, fights outside, and yelling and shouting and other things, so we'll just live with that. I've no idea how long a podcast should last, so what I decided I would do is just, you know, get a beer, and have a beer, and as I have it, then I'll sing some songs and do some talking. And so this is it, it's my beer that I'm opening now, my first podcast beer. And it's, what is it? It's Carlsberg Export today, premium lager, 1847. So cheers. I have been listening to other podcasts, you know, just to see how they go, but some are good and some are rubbish, and the ones that you think will be good are sometimes they're not. So I guess the only thing to do is actually do the podcast and see if it's any good. And then, and that's about it, really. This is kind of noise in the background. It's just me taking my watch off because it's annoying playing the guitar and having your watch on. Anyway, that's just to prove I have the guitar. Today in Edinburgh, this is my update of the day, is that Edinburgh's been very sunny today, which is a rare occurrence, but a lovely occurrence. I went to see my dad. I came home at 9 o'clock, and it was just lovely. I stood on the mound and watched the sky for a wee while because it was just Edinburgh at its best. And yeah, and I think it calmed me down because I watched some show on telly called Poker Face, Poker something, which was weird. It was, you know, made my heart pump. So I needed to calm down a bit after it. Anyway, the idea is that during the podcast I'll sing a new song, which may or may not make it as a real song, as an album song or a record song or something that gets put out in the future, but as an interesting thing. So I'm hoping that anybody listening to this will bear with me during any kind of lack of quality control. I'm not a huge fan of quality control, so I can see that quote coming back to haunt me in future times, but I think that sometimes you should just let people hear things, and if they don't eventually work out, then they don't eventually work out, you know? They're still things. And so, yeah, so I'm gonna have another little drink of beer, and I'm going to play a song. And the song is called, at the moment it's called Sunday League. As I say, it's all up for grabs. And I'm quite interested in this song because it started out as a really wordy, verbose song that had an awful lot of story in it. And then what I did was I took a lot of the story out and left what I think is a vague suggestion of what the whole story is. But I don't know if I've left enough in for people to get it. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the song now. And then after, I might actually tell you what it's about, and then maybe you can email me and say, yeah, you know, never got that at all, and, you know, maybe it doesn't matter if you get it, maybe it's fine if you get it, maybe it's fine if you don't. So anyway, this is Sunday League. In the night time, he walks the outline of the field in the silence. He remembers how it feels every night time, with just the silence and the grass every night time, with just the memories that last
He scored 400 goals in 500 games. He was a legend in his lifetime in the Sunday League. 400 goals on 500 days, and he never ran more than a mile a game. Every lunchtime, he'd swap his overalls for shorts one whole lifetime, practicing penalties and shots one whole lifetime, with only this to fill the hole of being left behind by the only love he's known. And 400 goals in 500 games, when you ask him how he did it, he just shrugs and says, when you've lost the things that really matter to you, little things that should mean nothing start to mean something new. And everybody's got to die sometime, but nobody has to die yet. Nobody has to die yet. And everybody's got to die sometime, but nobody has to die yet. Nobody has to die, nobody has to die. He scored 400 goals in 500 games. He was a legend in his lifetime in the Sunday League. 400 goals on 500 days, and he never ran more than a mile a game.
And of course, as there would be in the very first one, I went AWOL in the first chorus. But that, you know, I figure that's okay too. That, you know, I could always cut and paste all this later and fix it up. But I kind of like the idea that I actually just, you know, the guitar's here and the mics are here and this is how the show goes, and mistakes are mistakes are mistakes. So that's it. So yeah, so that was it. It's I'm not sure if I should tell you the story, but the idea is that, you know, it's that it's about a guy who has a, you know, a young wife, or he's a young man with a young wife, and she gets killed somehow in a car accident or something. And you know, for the rest of his life, he's still in love with this woman, and he's still, you know, thinking about her and all the things that she meant and all the things that she meant to him. And he turns out to be a fabulous player in the Sunday League for his works team. You know, have this vision that, you know, every time a new striker comes along for the works team, that they say, ah, you know, he looks good, so and so, and it just puts the young striker off and kind of demoralizes them to the degree that they're never ever going to beat his record of 400 goals in 500 games. But I like the idea in the song that although he's done this, it doesn't actually mean anything to him. He's just really filling in the time and the space that the love of his life would have taken up. So I don't know. It was around before the World Cup, so it's not inspired by, you know, the whole line about practicing penalties and shots. It's not a World Cup dig at England or anything, but I just like the idea. I like the idea of the ordinary life that's slightly transformed for a dark reason, I guess. So yeah, that's it. It's at the moment called Sunday League. Another slight pause. I'll try not to just signal every time that I'm going to take a drink of beer, but I think it might just be odd for the start if I'm just constantly glugging away. My beer's actually clogging up. I think it's been in the fridge far too long. But anyway, enough about that. Another thing I thought I would do, and I can't really do it given that this is the first ever Ball Boy podcast, is to answer any questions that people email in. Although for the first one, just as a trial, I'm gonna answer one of the frequently asked questions that we get on our website, which is about the Ball Boy name. And I've been asked this many times over the years, and I've given lots of different answers. Some of them are true, some of them are not true. And I don't mind that. I quite like that. My current answer, or the one I favour best, true or not, I'm not saying which it is that it comes from an episode of Only Fools and Horses where I think Del Boy's got some dodgy knockoff sunbeds and Uncle Albert's on one. And he gets off it and he's wearing like kind of long, long white boxer shorts and a white vest. And I think it's Del Boy says to him, you know, you look like a geriatric ball boy. And it's just a great, that's, you know, as good a reason for a band name as any. I also confess, I don't really like the band name Ball Boy. I've never really liked it. But then, you know, once it's a name, it's just a name and it's a thing and you have it and that's it. So, yeah, we have it and that's it. So, yeah, email in. Let me know what you think, any questions you have. And, I don't know, favourite band names. What are your favourite band names? One of my favourite band names of all time is the Manic Street Preachers. But they're a band I hate. So, you know, there you go. I haven't produced a song that I've liked. I'm not dissing them. They've had a good career, etc., I guess, you know. But fabulous name. So, just goes to show, you know, I like our band and we have a crap name. So I'm not sure if there's some correlation there for me to think about. Anyway, that's my story of our name. And you know, someone famous whose name I forget was talking about their life and said, sometimes I remember it one way, sometimes I remember it, you know, another way. And, you know, that's not a bad way to live your life. I think maybe Walt Whitman said, you know, do I contradict myself? Very well, then I contradict myself. So I'm quite a fan of that attitude too. So yeah, to kind of round off the whole podcast thing, my idea is that we'll, you know, maybe sing a new song or a might be a song, and maybe sing an old Ball Boy song as well, just an acoustic version of it. And I have that in mind, whether I get the time to do this or not, I don't know, but to actually just go through the Ball Boy song history and turn all the songs into acoustic versions, just put them up on the site as MP3s and, you know, let people have them and share them. So yeah, I'm stalling a little bit because I'm realising really quickly that I had a couple of notes and songs that I would maybe do, but I forgot to actually decide on which Ball Boy, which song would be the song that I would do here. So I'm not going to follow any kind of chronological order or anything like that, but I think what I might do is You Can't Spend Your Whole Life. No, not that one. I Don't Have Time to Stand Here With You Fighting About the Size of My Dick is what I'll maybe attempt here. But I've, you know, as I say, I forgot to practice it. So I know, I should maybe write a wee note saying future podcasts should be more professional. I don't know. Anyway. Have capo on guitar. Here we go. Thank you. I don't know why I just said thank you, but never mind. Here's the song.
I don't have time to stand here with you, fighting about the size of my dick. I've got a meeting to get to and a gun to pick up first. I don't have time to stand in the rain, fighting about all the same things again. If I don't leave now, I'll be too late to ever get back. And in 24 hours I've lived 100 lives, I've shot one man dead and watched another two die. It's touch and go if I should run or hide, it's touch and go if I can live through the night. Well, I've got the money, I've got the truck, but it's too close to call whether I've got the luck. But I'm too far in to even dream of getting back out. And now I wish all the fighting had taken less time. I could have been in and out, we could have laughed through the night. Sometimes days can be seconds, seconds can be your whole life. And in 24 hours I've lived 100 lives, I've shot one man dead and watched another two die. It's my turn now and I'm not surprised. I never thought that I could live through the night. It's not the bullet that causes the pain, it's the hole that it leaves when it comes out again. And the blood in the sunshine disappears just like the rain. And now I'm dying for breathing, I'm blind in one eye. Here's what I choose to take me into the night. You're beautiful and drunk and singing softly to yourself. You beautiful and drunk and singing softly to yourself. You beautiful and drunk and singing softly. Beautiful and drunk and singing softly. Beautiful and drunk and singing softly to yourself.
So there we go, that was my impromptu rendition of I Don't Have Time to Stand Here With You Fighting About the Size of My Dick, etc. So thank you very much for listening. It's been a real pleasure to do this. It's quite a weird feeling sitting talking to yourself in a room, but I hope you liked it. And you know, for information time, 16 and a half minutes, 17 minutes seems to be an ideal podcast time for me, so I will get this out and record a new one soon. I'm off to Tokyo on Wednesday for 2.5 weeks, so it will be after that, and I'll have stories about Tokyo, no doubt, because I just imagine Tokyo is the kind of place that things happen. Well, Edinburgh is the kind of place things happen, but Tokyo is the kind of place where things happen that don't happen in Edinburgh, I think. So anyway, this is me signing off. Thank you very much. Good night.